I'm Ben Casella, Chief Optometric Editor for Optometry Times, and I have the profound pleasure of being joined by the newest trustee of the AOA board, Dr. Curtis Ono. Dr. Ono, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just great. Thank you.
Everybody staying safe up in your neck of the woods?
Yes, thankfully so. Yes, thank you.
Now you are in Washington,
and
you guys got hit a little bit early on. It seems like y'all have learned the ropes earlier than a lot of us have.
Yeah, and I think because we're the epicenter, we took it very seriously, I think. And I think, as we were just discussing, the mask and the gloves and the washing the hands and the good hygiene in order to prevent infections from spreading is just part of our lives. Not that we don't have people who don't always comply, but I would say about 90% of people comply, and patients have been, you know, very accepting of the fact that they have to wear protection when they come in, not only for themselves, but for the staff members as well.
Completely understand that, and well said. We are starting to see numbers creep up in Georgia here, so hopefully we can take a play out of the Washington playbook and do things the way you guys did it. I know that you were recently sworn in, and a heartfelt congratulations to my good friend. And what was it like being sworn in virtually? Did you feel like it wasn't – obviously it wasn't quite the same. Did you explain the experience to me?
Well, you know, it's very different than what I expected when I first decided to run over a year ago when we had an optometrist meeting in St. Louis. And, you know, I've been in organized optometry and in the AOA leadership structure for quite a while, serving as a membership chair. So I've always seen it from the delegation side of watching them go through the ceremony and being up there and raising their right hand and, you know, and then there's a receiving line afterwards. It was very different this year, and it will definitely be very memorable. But to me, it was, just as special, just as significant, because it is a large responsibility that I'm really going to try my best to, you know, leave the board better than what I came in, where it is now. And it's just as special during that moment in time. So even though it was different and less conventional than in past years, it really was a very significant moment for me.
So I'm hearing that it's not about the wedding, it's about the marriage.
It really is. You know, again, serving at the pleasure of the board, I've seen how hard the board members work and really come in with open eyes, that they really do sacrifice a lot with family time, with also their time in the practices. Mm-hmm. So I know how hard they work. I've gotten 2 a.m. Text messages asking me about membership or about having them have a membership idea. I know how hard they work, and you know, I'm ready to do that on the part of AOA and the members and the affiliates.
So I know that there are dozens and dozens and dozens of travel days for trustees of the board, and it seems as though we're not going to be going anywhere for a minute. Do you foresee a day in the make me feel better, Curtis. I miss my optometry family.
Yes,
I really do. I mean, I hope to be at Academy. I hope to be it. Yes. I miss you guys, and I want to see you. Do you foresee a day in the foreseeable future here?
Yes. Well, Ono will say that it will go back to what a different normal, but it will go back to normal. You know, there needs to be treatment, good treatment plans to be able to treat COVID, but also a vaccine, certainly.
Sure.
So there will be a day. However, I think that in many ways, we as an optometric community really have still remain connected, not only in this avenue on Zoom meetings, but also just in terms of making sure that we all check in with each other. Certainly AOA has been very strong, as you know, in providing information to its members about COVID resources, including PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program. I think, you know, Dr. Michaels out there in Virginia, Jeff Michaels has led 7 of them, I believe, as well as, you know, telehealth. But also I participated in fun things too, like, you know, virtual happy hours, which has been one of my favorites, as well as virtual coffee hours. So we are finding methods to be able to still stay connected and be a community. So I think that's really special within our organization, within our profession.
Absolutely. Hats off to you. And again, you mentioned Jeff Michaels and Andy Morgenstern. Hats off to all of the tireless advocates. And you are a tireless advocate for us and for our patients. And I've had the privilege of knowing you for a number of years. And I'm very proud to call you a friend. And I will close with one final question.
Yes.
We're on Zoom.
Yes.
I'm not wearing shoes. Are you wearing shoes?
I am wearing shoes. I did practice today. So I did. And not only that, but I'll share also something else. I'm wearing pants too. So pants and shoes. Yes.
What,
but that's only because I'm at work.
Curtis 2, Ben 0.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Dr. Ono, thank you so much for your willingness to continue to serve. And we know that optometry is in very, very good hands. And I appreciate your time, my friend.
Thank you very much, and stay safe, and all is going to be well. Believe me, we're going to be stronger out coming out of this than ever once we get through this.
Stay safe, wear a mask, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Yes, great. Thank you.
Thank you.